So I will just do a small talk about the verse from Bhagavatam. It's verse number 7. It told me in chapter 17, the division of faith. Is that? 17, a chapter? 17, and the verse is, the text is number 7. That's what he told me to do. It's okay? Yeah? Yeah? The page is 776. Is it? Verse 7, huh?
Aharastvapi sarvasya.
Aharastvapi sarvasya.
Aharastvapi sarvasya.
Trivido bhavati priya.
Trivido bhavati priya.
Trivido bhavati priya.
Trivido bhavati priya.
Yagyatapastata danam.
Yagyatapastata danam.
Yagyatapastata danam.
Tesham
vedam imam shinu. Tesham
vedam imam shinu.
Aharastvapi sarvasya.
Aharastvapi sarvasya.
Trivido bhavati priya.
Trivido bhavati priya.
Yagyastapatata
danam.
Tesham vedam imam shinu.
Sarvasya
Trivido bhavati priya.
Yagyastapastatadanam.
Tesham vedam imam shrinu.
Aharastvapi
sarvasya.
Trivido bhavati priya.
Yagyastapastata danam.
Tesham
vedam imam shrinu.
Aharastvapi
sarvasya. Trivido bhavati priya. Yagyastapastata danam. Tesham vedam imam shrinu. Aharastvapi sarvasya. Trivido bhavati priya. Yagyastapastata danam. Tesham vedam imam shrinu.
Someone else want to try? You want to? No? No?
Aharastvapi sarvasya. Trivido bhavati priya. Yagyastapastata danam. Tesham vedam imam shrinu. Aharastvapi sarvasya. Trivido bhavati priya. Yagyastapastata danam. Tesham vedam imam shrinu.
Ahara.
Hitting.
To.
Certainly.
Happy.
Also.
Sarvasya.
Of everyone.
Trivida.
Of three kinds.
Bhavati.
There is.
Priya,
dear.
Yagya,
sacrifice.
Tapa,
austerity.
Tata,
also.
Danam,
charity.
Tesham,
of them.
Bedam,
the difference.
Imam,
this.
Shrinu,
here.
Translation and purport by His Divine Goswami Prabhupada. Even the food each person prefers is of three kinds, according to the three modes of material nature. The same is true of sacrifice, austerity, and charity. Now hear of the distinction between them. In terms of different situation in the modes of material nature, there are difference in the manner of eating and performing sacrifice, austerity and charity. They are not all conduct on the same level. Those who can understand analytically what kind of performance are in what mode of material nature are actually wise. Those who consider all kind of sacrifice or food or charity to be the same cannot discriminate, and they are foolish. They are missionary workers who advocate that one can do whatever he likes and attain perfection. But these foolish guides are not acting according to the direction of the scripture. They are manufacturing ways and misleading the people in general. Om Egenat Milandasya Genanjana Shalakaya Shakshur Militam Yena Tasmai Shigura Vinama.
You speak English, huh? No. You speak English? You know already? Yeah? You know already the Bhagavad Gita? Yeah. A little bit, yeah. So in the evening, we used to read about the Bhagavad Gita. And this one is Bhagavad Gita, as it is the one who was translated by Srila Prabhupada. Yeah. So this chapter we do, 17, is about the division of faith. And specifically the verse of today, 7, it's very interesting because he explained actually the importance of the mode of material nature. And it's very scientific, actually, the science of God, of knowledge. It's something not based on mental speculation or approximation, but it's based on Vedic scripture who explain how in this world, material world, where we are living presently, everything absolutely is under the force of the three modes of material nature. These modes are called ignorance, passion, and godness. And it is explained as it is said here in the verse that everything, activity, or sacrifice, austerity, and even the food, actually, they are controlled by this mode of nature. So it's very a very scientific approach of knowledge. Like I say, it's not based on mental speculation, but the sage have explained during thousands of years how actually everything is controlled by the three modes of material nature. Even ourselves, we are often under the power of one or the other, or mixture of the three. And Prabhupada explained how it's practically unlimited in the material world, the varieties, because of this combination of ignorance, passion, and goodness. You have three at the base, but by the mixture you multiply by 9 and it comes to 81, so it's an immense varieties of condition, and that the thing and the living entity are subject to this material energy, this three modes of material nature. So the verse starts by saying that even the food, to stress how the power of the three modes of material nature are strong, that even the food we are eating, they also are controlled by the mode of material nature. More and more in the society, people are becoming more aware how the food we eat have a tremendous impact on our mental and bodily condition. It's more and more people are becoming aware. This statement said that you are what you eat. So the Veda explain how this is a very it's the fact actually that according to what we are, kind of food we are eating, we are also going to be conditioned by different condition of material energy or different guna. So, because the verse explains how the food is also subject to the stream of material nature, we can speak a little how what is the different kind of food. Like in the mode of ignorance, that means the lower mode, it is considered that the food which is not have been cooked for a very long time, it's not so good to eat. It's except for prasadam. Prasadam you can always eat, but in general, you have to eat fresh food. It is explained. Thank you. Generally, no more than 3 hours after it's cooked, we should eat the food. Otherwise, in the mode of ignorance. And also, different aliments like the meat, the fish, the eggs, all this kind of food, and even some vegetable like onion or garlic. And there's different food which are conditioned by the mode of ignorance, and especially also the alcohol, things which are intoxicating, like alcohol or drug, they are very heavily subject to the mode of ignorance. That means that if someone is taking those kind of food regularly, gradually this body is going to be conditioned, made of the same food. And for that, it's so important, the food we are eating, because we understand that spiritual life means to elevate our consciousness, to gradually purify. So food that we are taking is so important because it has a very strong influence on our mind and on our consciousness. So generally for this reason, the spiritualists try to avoid all this food. That's the main reason why we don't take food in a mode of ignorance. Like I say, meat, fish, and onion, and this thing. Especially meat and alcohol, they are the most, I would say, the less favorable for spiritual life. And also you have the food which are explained are the mode in the passion, in the Veda. It is explained that food which are very spicy, very... very strongly spicy, it's in the mode of passion. So also the spiritualists, usually they try not to eat too much spicy food. And the mode in goodness say that the food is very tasty, is very nourishing, and is fresh, of course, and is, how you say, is sweet, like the sweet are very much in the mode of mode of goodness. Of course, everything which is taken in excess is never good, but we should understand that those food, like grain, like vegetable, most vegetable or sweet, they are much favorable for spiritual life because they are situated in a mode of goodness. So that's in this way. It's important to know those reasons. Sometimes people ask why we are not eating this food and why we are eating this one. So that's one of the main reasons. Of course, we know we don't eat animal because we don't want to kill, but also we understand that food have a very strong effect on our consciousness. And the verse is continued by saying how not only food, but also everything like sacrifice, austerities, and charity, and they are also can always be classified in three categories. Yes, of course, there is some mixture, like for the food, Prabhupada explained, for example, like the corn, you know, the corn, it's kind of mode of ignorance, but if it's mixed with sweet, with sugar, it's okay. So there is also some mixture. And in the same way, for austerity, charity, basically, they can be divided in three main modes, ignorance, passion, and ignorance. But there's also, in this way, there's an unlimited graduation of action on element in the material world according to their subjection to the mode of material nature. Prabhupada made this point quite strong in the purport, how some people they advocate that one can do whatever he likes and attain perfection. And this is actually very detrimental for spiritual life, this kind of understanding. And it, the reason why Prabhupada is kind of making this point that it's very wrong to speak like this, it's that because of the last century, it has caused so much havoc, so much counterproduction for spiritual life of the human society. To say that, like it's well, if you go in India, you have many of so-called guru who speak in this way that, well, it's okay, you can worship who you want, or you can do any kind of sacrifice. Everything is one. Ultimately, you will come to the same goal. Like we have this in the Western world, we have this saying that all the paths are bringing to Rome. So this kind of understanding, the philosophy, and we could wonder why people are why those guru, the so-called teacher, they are speaking like this. And the main reason it's that it's to speak like this, it makes it very easy to have a lot of followers, because everyone wants to have a very easy way to attend attend perfection. And when they preach in this way that all paths are good, you can do what kind of thing you want and you will attain the goal, so in this way they get a lot of follower. People, they are abused, and because they don't want to so much hear the reality, which is not at all in the same understanding. Actually, it's not like that. And the scripture explain how also the austerity and the charity, and they are divided according to the mode of material nature. Like it is explained, I don't know, in one of these verses, I guess, that someone who make a very intense austerity to his body, you know, like you see many times in India also, people who are adopting some kind of very extreme and severe austerity and very painful for the body. Krishna says in the scripture that actually those people, they don't know that they are harming, they are hurting me by doing this, because I am also situated in the body, and by acting like this, they are actually make me suffer. And a spiritual path, actually, it's much more a kind of balance, like the austerity for the body. They have to be there, like we have the Ekadashi, we don't eat grain twice a month, or we fast sometime, or we wake up early. And we have different austerity, but the goal is not to harm the body. On the contrary, we try to follow austerity in the mode of goodness, and those austerity, they are spoken in the scripture. And the same is for the sacrifice. And you have in the material world people who do tremendous sacrifice in order to, for example, gain wealth. And they have a very, very intense way of living, working very hard. But the goal is actually not in a mode of goodness, it's in a mode of passion. And the result, because of this influence of the mode of passion and ignorance, is actually not the ultimate goal. It's temporary first, and ultimately it will bring suffering. But as a devotee, we should always remember that we Prabhupada say, in general, a devotee act on the level of goodness. That's the general. Sometimes there's exception. In an exceptional situation, we may do things. You even have in the scripture one sage, one time he has nothing to eat. There was absolutely nothing to eat except meat, and he had to do a very essential service. So he ate meat, but that's very exceptional. In general, Prabhupada explained that a Vaishnava, a spiritualist, is acting always on a try to act on a mode of goodness. So in this way, this is very important to analyze everything, how everything in this world is under the influence of the mode of material nature. And more, if we discriminate properly, we will gradually elevate ourselves over the mode, the most basic mode of passion and ignorance, and gradually elevate to the mode of goodness. And we will, in this way, first understand how everything is manipulated, is controlled by this mode of material energy, and how we can becoming free as a living entity from this base mode of material energy. So it's actually the goal of human life to becoming free from those modes, because we should understand the goal, as it is explained here by Prabhupada, is not the same. In other words, someone who is acting basically under the mode of ignorance and eating in a mode of ignorance, Prabhupada explained, or the scripture explained, that the result is more ignorance, full craziness, foolishness. It's really the lower mode. It's very not actually beneficial for the human entity. And the mode of passion, although it may appear sometimes quite impressive, is also actually, even it's at the beginning, there is some kind of pleasure. Ultimately, it will bring suffering. That's the particularity of the mode of passion. And at the beginning, there is some enjoyment, but it's very flickery, very, very short. And ultimately, we will end in suffering. So that's also not the best goal for the human entity. And the mode of goodness, the reason why actually so few people and actually practice are situated in a mode of goodness, especially in this age, in our modern society, it's very not common, it's very rare to see someone quite elevate, even materially, in the mode of material goodness. It's because at the beginning, it's like Prabhupada explained, it's like poison. All activity, it's kind of poison. It's there is an austerity. You have, I mean, to wake up early, you have to make an endeavor. To fast, you have to make an endeavor. Spiritual life, it's kind of endeavor, just even to chant at the beginning. When there's no test, we have to every day push ourselves, our mind, okay, I have to do this duty. We do it out of duty, but there is not really test, so it's kind of little poison. Although Prabhupada say Krishna consciousness is so beautiful that even at the beginning there is prasadam and it's blissful. But still, in general, the mode of goodness is like this. At the beginning, it's difficult, but it is explained in Shastra how the ultimate goal will be happiness, and that's what actually all of us, all the living entity, try to attain. That's actually the goal of life, it's to be happy. But we have to understand what is going to make us happy by studying the scripture and understanding this action of the three modes of nature in everything. And if we actually practice this spiritual life, this Krishna consciousness, we will gradually elevate ourselves in the mode of goodness, and it will be very beneficial. Of course, it takes time, but we should have confidence that by practicing spiritual life, we are situated on the best path to happiness in Krishna consciousness. So maybe someone wants to say something or to add, or you were raising your hand.
This was a food in ignorance.
Yeah.
Don't smell good.
Yeah, don't smell good, yeah. The problem is like, for example, in the food of ignorance, more you eat it, more you become conditioned. And what actually it's horrible, you may think after some time it's good. I mean, if you speak to most of the people who eat this kind of food, they will say, well, it's great, what's wrong with it? It's so good, so tasty. But for someone who is more situated in the mode of goodness, it will really be the most horrible stuff. He will not at all appreciate it. But by regularly being subject to the mode of ignorance, we get a completely wrong idea of what is good and what is bad. And we have this kind of experience, like, so, I mean, most of us, maybe when we are young, we try to smoke the first time. It's terrible, you know, what's that, you know? And after, you can see people enjoy so much, you know, they wait for this 5 minute cigarette smoking, and it's just the conditionment that actually make us, the person in mode of ignorance, that they think that what is good is bad, and what is bad is good. Yeah. Ramon Laroy, you want to say something? Yeah?
I was thinking how the topic is actually so relevant for the nowadays society, because all the time there's this outbreaks in the food.
Yeah.
And there was always, it started with mad cow disease, and now we have this other bacteria.
Yeah.
And with the book, is it so clear?
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, you have this board on there, on the museum, Krishna Vision. It really explained it. Most of the, like you said, the problems, if we don't eat meat, it solves everything, the financial problem, the health problem, the purity of the earth, and yeah, it's terrible. Yeah. Pure goodness, yeah. Well, when we said the goodness, there is not such a thing in the material world as pure goodness. There is goodness, but it's always tinged with passion and ignorance. There is always the presence of passion of ignorance, although slightly, and that's why it's in material world, it's not pure, but when actually there is not at all any tinge of passion and ignorance, it's pure goodness and it's spiritual, you know. There is not such a thing of pure material goodness. It doesn't exist, because it's always some contamination of ignorance and passion. Yeah. So, yeah.
You know, one time I was at home and I had the broth and I had some food for me. And I had enough color, juicy, nice color, and stuff with meat. Avocado, salt, and pepper. What I was seeing, and she almost started to vomit.
Yeah?
So I was learning at that point that one of the favorite meals at my home when I was small was pig balls.
It is explained actually when, for example, let's say a human being have been very sinful all his life as a human. We know human life is mean actually to progress spiritually. That's the difference with the material. The animals who are just going through the different body and they are just going through their karma, but the human being is supposed to actually progress spiritually. So when a human being don't do that and make a lot of sinful activity and act always either in a mode of ignorance or passion, the result is that he had to go to hell, where the condition is quite actually, if you read some chapter of the Bhagavatam, it's actually very, I mean, we can hardly understand how it's possible to live in such a way. So the scripture explained that for this kind of human being, in order to be able to go in hell in this horrible body, he has to go to a special training before. And when he dies, he don't go immediately. He's trained, because immediately it's impossible to leave. I mean, the condition are so horrible. And like, for example, Prabhupada mentioned often this point that, for example, for any human being to eat stool, I mean, it's the most disgusting thing. Nobody like it, nobody want. But this, he said, Prabhupada, but the pig he like is not that he's forced to eat, he really like it. He thinks it's the best. If you bring some halva to a pig, he will reject it and will go to the stool. So in order to have this different body, we have to be trained. So it's terrible. It's frightening when you think about it. We should really be careful what we are doing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 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 Exactly. Yeah. 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 Exactly. Yeah. In other words, if we don't do that, actually, there is no really a difference between animals, and it's although we may be in classifying as human species of life, if we act just on the basic of eating, meeting, defending, it's just a higher level of animal body, but maybe more refined. But it's no the real difference distinction if actually when we are adopting spiritual life, because that's the only reason of human life to make spiritual progress. To the what? The pub?
Yeah.
Yeah, we should always remember the difference when an animal is doing something in order to get his food, to get his shelter. I mean, he may kill other animals, he may do so many horrible things, but he don't make karma, because he's just in his body that's actually made for this. But if we do the same as a human being, that's very dangerous, because we make a lot of karma for the future. So it's a big responsibility, and sometimes actually, in fact, it's a little scaring actually when a person start to understand, they realize, oh no, many people prefer not to hear about spiritual life because they are scared to face the truth. Because actually, when we compare what are the action of particularly everyone in a society, and what is actually how a person should act in a human body, it's so opposite, it's so far from the ideal situation. So, but still, we should actually not be afraid to preach, and also certainly ourselves to practice Krishna consciousness, because to not want to hear the truth is not going to make actually the thing more easy in the future. Is not certainly not going to solve the problem. We may be in a kind of pleasant illusion for some time, but ultimately we would actually suffer a lot. But if, on the contrary, we try to act on a more on a level of goodness, it may be painful at the beginning to face the truth and to to start to act properly and to do what we are supposed to do. And it may be not be easy, but we should have really faced that if we do like this through our life, it will be so much beneficial, actually. We cannot even imagine, actually. Prabhupada explained one time that when a person starts spiritual life, devotional life, is speeding to hell like anything, and it's just when he starts, it's just like take another direction and he go up. So sometimes we don't always realize this, but it's so important, actually, Krishna consciousness. It's the most important thing in we can give to the society and to ourselves, of course. So maybe we stop and they do a bhajana, I guess, after. You want, then? No? Okay. Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki?
Pour une fois, c'est... en fait, je comprends de mieux en mieux. Tu vois, ça va ?
Ouais,
je comprends vraiment de mieux en mieux.
Mais c'est mieux quand en français, c'est l'accent, ça va mieux.
Ouais, aussi. Ouais. Ben, disons que le Maharaj, par exemple, qui est parti hier, je comprenais rien. Avec un, je comprends rien du tout. Ouais. Mais certains des vœux qui viennent ici, je comprends.
Ouais,
c'est bon. Très intéressant. Mm-hmm.